All right, here. How about this quote from Matt LaFleur, Peter LaFleur's brother from the famous movie Dodgeball?
Yes.
All right, Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur, quote, "It's crazy to fathom that some of these guys made more money in college than they will in the NFL."
Caitlin Clark?
Matt Rule, or Matt LaFleur, handshake.
Darren Rovell?
Basically Darren Rovell, or Caitlin Clark will make more money in college, truthers. But there is some truth to, obviously, what the sentiment is there. So there's a story on The Athletic on how the NFL views the NIL era. The whole draft landscape has changed. Antonio Pierce had a couple good ones in here. Here's one. You look for the guys that have that look in their eye, Las Vegas Raiders coach Antonio Pierce said. You can really feel it, and you could also see that the guys are entitled, or which guys are entitled, that have NIL money, which is an issue because they come in privileged. They have money in the bank. When I came in the league, I was broke. These guys already got GD jewelry on and the Louis Vuitton rocking already. I don't know why he had the GD jewelry that way.
Mason quote.
I mean, that's kind of crazy to say. I think NFL coaches are just figuring out that NIL is a thing, and they're going through the same process that college football coaches went through when it just became a thing, and they were like, I have to hate this. It's different, and it's new.
It's a pain in the ass.
Right, exactly. But apparently Antonio Pierce is saying that guys are no longer hungry anymore. Minnesota Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell,
KOC,
says it's harder to know how players respond to adversity when so many hit the portal at the drop of a hat. Quote, they already have money in their pocket, so you see some guys not going as hard in the pre-draft process. This is, I'm sorry, that was not Kevin O'Connell. That was agent Ron Slavin. Or Slavin.
Well, Ron would know.
They already have money in their pocket, so we see some guys not going as hard in the pre-draft process, and no one is eating those packs of ramen noodles anymore, Ron said. Isn't this amazing? This is everyone in the NFL finally figuring out that this exists. And they're like, hey, wait a minute. These kids aren't eating ramen noodles anymore. They're not poor. What is happening? This is different.
I thought I was coaching poor people.
Agent Steve Sarek says, quote, clubs are saying that this is a really good draft through 150 picks, and then it falls off of a cliff. That's what they're saying about this draft. Baltimore Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said, because of COVID and partly NIL, this whole draft landscape has changed. There's less draftable players and less underclassmen. Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy said, all those guys stayed in school for NIL money. You're going to see teams drafting players late that they usually sign as priority free agents. It's a supply and demand issue. Vikings GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensa said, defensive line was apparently a big issue in college, and a lot of those guys got a lot of money to go back to college. And so that's going to affect our league and the depth of that position and different things, he said. There's a lot more quotes in here just from teams and coaches and how they're handling the idea of a couple different things. First of all, the COVID years, I mean, the thing is, it comes off as coaches kind of old man yelling at clouds here, because who are you mad at, right? Are you mad at college? Are you mad at the general college football for just making NIL a thing?
Yeah, a lot of your
own. Are you mad at COVID?
A lot of your own players have money.
Right.
You can't be mad at money.
Right. Like, you already have the solution to figure out how to keep guys hungry when you give them giant contracts at the beginning of their careers and in the middle of their careers and at the end of their careers. So why is it any different when you, like, going through the here's what I always try to explain to people in the pre-draft process. I think this goes for a lot of, a lot of areas that we have in sports. There has to be an admission instead of trying to assign blame to everything, this draft sucks because of NIL. This draft is this because of COVID. This position group stinks because they all went back to college, like whatever it might be. This group of quarterbacks stinks because they all transferred 8 times. Instead of trying to assign blame to everything, there has to be an admission in the sports community that 50% of whatever you do is luck. I really believe this, Josh. And like the whole point in what coaches and GMs will try to do is they'll try and take as much out of that as they possibly can. Or you could say, all right, fine. Then I'm going to work as hard as I can to figure out all the pieces of information that I need to know to get the best thing I can, to get the best information I can before the draft. And still you have to understand that it's random and that it's lucky in some regard. Like, as soon as we acknowledge that, as soon as we admit that, the better off we'll be. Because then we'll stop blaming things that are happening in society.
Inventing fictitious boogeymen.
Yeah. Then we'll stop blaming things, which will be really nice. But I don't, you know, that doesn't seem to be really happening anytime soon.
Nah.
I'm not trying to say that they're the GMs and the coaches, like, I'm not trying to say that their jobs aren't hard, because they are. But like, it would be nice to hear an NFL GM say, like, once, yeah, we were going to draft another guy, and we kind of got lucky. The other team in front of us took this guy, and he fell into our lap, and we kind of just, you know, it was 50-50 between this guy and that guy, and we picked the right guy. It was 50-50 between this guy and that guy, and we picked the wrong guy. Dang it. We'll try again next year. That's the beauty of the draft. And so everyone, when you hear everyone say this week, this is the worst draft in X amount of years, just know that there's going to be like several franchise players in the first round of the draft. Same thing for the NBA draft coming up. Because I've already heard this. The NBA draft coming up, everyone's talking about how nobody's good this year. There's not a generational player. There's not a transformational player. There's barely even a franchise player. Trust me, there will be. Mm. There will be. I don't know who it is. That's up to luck to decide. But the stats say that there is. And there will be.
Admiral Tominaga.
Maybe it's Admiral Tominaga. He is the general or admiral of Nebraska's Navy.
That's right.
Whatever that means. Since Nebraska is a well-known Navy state.
Damn right.
All right. Sam McEwen is next. We'll get his thoughts on some of the things that Matt Rhule had to say. Once again, it's very important today. Please vote in our poll question. Which emoji will Trev Alberts use to react to Nebraska being the 2 seed in the College Station Regional at the NCAA baseball tournament this year? Can't even say it in one complete breath.
Please vote.
Please vote. Your options are ooh, ha ha ha, cry, shrug, and cowboy hat.
Man.
I wish there was a fifth option where I could say other. But I think those are pretty good ones. Please vote at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Sam's next on 1620 The Zone. But first, the road to the NBA Finals is underway. New customers in the FanDuel Sportsbook can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Here's a little bit of revisionist history here. If you would have used your $5 to bet on every single home team on the money line over Saturday and Sunday, you'd be incredibly rich. You wouldn't just have your $150 in bonus bets. You'd have a lot more. So there's, you know, a little revisionist history betting for you on the NBA playoffs. All the home teams won in the first game. What does that mean for game two? What does that mean for game three? You can take your shot on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Just head to FanDuel.com/Happer and get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online or money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.